Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You know it's not a game of chess when Grandmaster Garry Kasparov can't help you. Garry Kasparov is also a champion of the cause of accused Russian oil oligarch Mikhail Khodorkovsky. Convicted once again of corruption and awaiting another sentence, Khodorkovsky's case is at once a populist attack on the Russian super-rich and a test of the entire Russian legal system under Vladimir Putin, where the main rule seems to be you could be rich or powerful, but not both. Unless you're a Putin. Checkmate Khodorkovsky or Putin overreach. It's your move on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. On this Tuesday, December 28th, a look at the Russian legal system in light of this very interesting case against Russian oligarch Mikhail Khodorkovsky. But let's get a check on the morning's top news stories. First, the weather.
I love the winter weather because the two of us can get together.
Kind of a theme song around New York, but here's the sounds of reality. They're digging out along the East Coast. The worst blizzard in 4 years leaves a trail of disruption behind. My streets weren't cleared out until late last night. I actually spent the night here in Manhattan in a hotel room. Thousands are still stranded at airports around the New York area, like this Takeaway listener.
My name is Nagib. I'm calling from JFK Airport. It is 2:15 a.m. in the morning. I'm here with a bunch of Russian and American passengers on an Aero flight. We were stranded in Moscow for close to 37 hours. We finally got to JFK at 11 p.m. and were stuck on the runway for 3 hours.
More than 7,000 flights were canceled along the East Coast due to the storm, with the price tag for the airlines expected to reach $100 million. Airports in New York, Boston, and Philadelphia have resumed flights, but a full resumption of operations is still days away. To Iraq, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki now says all U.S. troops must be out of his country by the end of 2011. Speaking to the Wall Street Journal, al-Maliki says his new government and the country's security forces are capable of confronting any remaining threats to Iraq's security. And in Moscow, you're listening to supporters of former Russian oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky chanting anti-Vladimir Putin slogans after Khodorkovsky's conviction yesterday on embezzlement charges. Khodorkovsky's son tells the BBC that his father is being punished for daring to challenge Prime Minister Vladimir Putin.
We're protesting this decision because my dad is innocent and he is a victim of political persecution and a victim of Putin's personal vendetta.
The U.S. has been critical of the trial, and Russia this morning is accusing the West of meddling. We'll have more on this in just a moment. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has signed a book deal for at least $1.3 million. Assange says he doesn't want to write an autobiography, but needs the money for his legal fight and to keep WikiLeaks afloat. His Wikipedia entry is changing even as we speak. The U.S. government is changing how it records long-term unemployment. Beginning on Saturday, the Labor Department will raise the upper limit on how long someone can be listed as having been jobless, from 2 to 5 years. Officials cite an unprecedented rise in the number of long-term unemployed. Nearly 10% of the nation's 15 million jobless have been looking for work for 2 years or more. Amazingly enough, though, holiday shoppers seem to have thrown off the recession for a moment, spent more than ever this season. MasterCard's Spending Pulse, which monitors all transactions, including cash, says total consumer spending rose to $584 billion this holiday season, and that is a new record. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up this morning. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,555, the S&P at 1,257, and the NASDAQ at 2,667. Coming up this hour,
the best living idea, hands down, huh? Let's talk more here right now, huh?
The year in new music. We'll give you a preview of the artist to watch for in 2011 as well, and also the story of a real Christmas miracle from a Takeaway listener. While the snow snarled much of the East Coast, it gave one family a magical holiday. Coming up now, the rule of law and embezzlement for oligarchs in Russia of Vladimir Putin. Stay with us.